Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 through 14. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Hebrews, the third chapter. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion on the day of testing in the wilderness where your fathers put me to the test and saw my works for 40 years. Therefore, I was provoked with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart. They have not known my ways. As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest. Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from the living God. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have come to share in Christ, if indeed we hold our original confidence firm to the end. O Lord, have mercy on us. In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It is my intention to preach to you each week on the psalm. And today, we didn't need to sing anything extra because the psalm appointed for this week is number 95, the Venite, from Matins, from morning prayer. We know it well, but not as well as we should, because what we sing each week is only the first 9 verses. As far as I can see, we American Lutherans picked up this bad habit from the Anglicans when we borrowed their better English for our hymnals. Before that, though, Psalm 95 was always sung right through to the end. How could that change have caught on? Well, recall what our preacher said to us yesterday, that whatever is the opposite of what we like hearing, we really need to hear the full Venite and to know it, to take to heart the full text of Psalm 95. Particularly, we need to know and sing again that portion that we've been omitting for about 100 years now. Because that is the part that the New Testament actually quotes to us. It's the sermon text from Hebrews chapter 3 that we've heard again today. And it is a warning. Today, if you will hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of testing and rebellion in the wilderness, where your fathers put the Lord to the test. Here again is the cautionary tale of Israel, ever moving by stages through the wilderness, and yet never progressing very far. Continually going astray, provoking the wrath of the very Lord who rescued and guarded and preserved them so that He finally would come to say, you will not enter into my rest. Well, it's easy to see why we wouldn't really want to sing that. Why we might be uncomfortable ending this psalm that is intended for Sundays and high festivals like the Bible ends it, with God's wrath. This is the Holy Spirit's saying. And the warning is intended for us, as our epistle says. Take care, brothers. Take care, people loved by God. Lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart leading you to fall away from that living God. Watch out for the grumbling that quickly calcifies the heart and turns us against our Lord. Watch out for the presumptuousness and the casual complacency that leads us to think, well, I've heard all that before. Maybe even I've written and preached on it myself. There's certainly no urgency to hear it again today. Psalm 95's last verses compel us to recall 40 years in the wilderness, just as these 70 days we now have without alleluias compel us to remember the 70 years of the Babylonian captivity. And these things happened to the Lord's very own people, who beheld his great, his mighty acts from the dry depths of the sea to the high glory of the mountains, who were indeed the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hands, and who, like sheep, went astray. And so, too, is the tempter out to bring you and me into the very same fate. Out of the Lord's rest, out of the firm certainty of our original confidence that comes from sharing in Christ, and into the hardness of a heart that says, meh, tomorrow, some other time. No, today. Heed the Lord's warning. Today, repent. And so too is the gospel urgent, because it always comes to you and to me today, as long as it's called today. What a great way of putting it. Because no one ever rests in tomorrow. And the Lord wishes that his sheep would have true and lasting rest in him. And therefore, he brings the word of rest to you, in which the rich word of Christ, his own voice, comes to you in this place, conveniently on every today of the work week. So, dear people, hear it, seize on it, and share in Christ with faith, with confidence, with gladness. For this voice calls us into the restful labor of God's vineyard by grace, by his works, which go far beyond setting the rocks firm in the earth and in the sea. Now, you know that he has set a firm rock of salvation for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Mark Seaman, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.